There is another scanning technique called PET scans. They're considerably more expensive than CTs or MRIs. They're different in that they look at the rate at which glucose is consumed in the body, the assumption being that cancer has a higher glucose consumption rate. However, even with a PET scan, they sometimes have difficulty telling the difference between inflammation and cancer. The bottom line is none of these scans will detect anything until it's at least half of a centimeter in size, at which point in time you've got a serious problem. You probably need to look at other techniques. If you start losing weight, you're in a fairly advanced stage of cancer. Monitor your urine pH. And if that starts dropping dramatically, like down below 6, there's a probability that you have lactic acid. The biggest thing that you really should do is pay attention to your body. If you're finding that you're fatigued, if you're finding that you don't have as much strength as you used to, if you're finding that your diet, your eating is disturbed, these are changes in your body. And if you listen to your body, then you have an idea of when to go to the doctor. Ask the doctor for blood tests. One of the problems is they want to look for tumor markers. And there are many different tumor markers. Unfortunately, they're very, very unreliable. The tumor markers for breast cancer are only correct about 15% of the time for the most common one, and 25% of the time for the less common one, so that gives you a 35% accuracy. That's not really that good. You're better off doing self-examination. Thermography, I've looked at thermography, and yeah, that does give you an idea of additional heat being generated. Again, that can be confused with an infection. So you really need to look at live blood cell testing. You might want to consider talking to an acupuncture specialist. Some of them claim that they can detect cancer at a very early stage, like years before it's detectable. We use a totally different technique. It involves measuring the meridians. The meridians reflect the nature of your internal organs, and we can measure the existence of cancer at a point that's hundreds of times lower than what it has to be in order to be detected by any kind of normal scanning technique. We get patients all the time who are told that they only have one small lump in their breast, and it's completely contained. I'll guarantee you, in every single one of those, it's going to be in the lymphatic system, it's going to be in their blood supply. It's just such a small number of cells that it cannot be detected by conventional scanning. So if you can locate somebody who uses something called a Chirin or an RM10, they can give you a more accurate and earlier test on cancer than anything that you can find in the hospital. That's the ultimate in testing. That's what we use with our technology because we've found that it gives us much more accurate and much earlier and more sensitive analysis.